as we bring in our next guest. Gina Cullinan is with us, the ex officio board member for the North Platte Area Children's Museum. Welcome in, Gina.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here today, Muggs, and to talk about our need for a new children's museum moving forward.
And you brought Nelson Jett with you. He's on the board of directors for the Children's Museum. Welcome, Nelson.
Yes, thank you so much for having us on this morning.
And we are live, by the way. Just want you to know.
Are you afraid we're going to say
something?
You wanted
to know. You said your last one was recorded, so I just want to remind you that this is live.
Okay? Absolutely, absolutely.
Fair warning.
So it makes you a little more nervous than you would be otherwise, right? Yeah. Don't need to be nervous.
No.
So you're here today to kind of highlight the needs of the Children's Museum. Your long-term goal is to get another location going. I imagine part of this is a space issue, or are there other factors involved?
Absolutely, it's a space issue. We'd like to at least double the footage that we have now. Unfortunately, the building that we're in is a very old building. It's a beautiful historical building, but it's there's a lot of maintenance involved in it.
Okay.
So it's starting to have wore itself out.
Things crop up more than you'd like that causes extra expenditures that aren't in the budget, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So, and we just really feel that we can do more for the children of our community.
Well, bigger space, and I'm sure you've already got a lot of ideas what you'll do once you get the money to obtain a bigger space, right?
Yeah, we really like to focus. Right now, our focus is on children 6 and under. It seems like that's the most we get in, and we'd like to focus on some of the older children and bring in some more STEM activities for them to help with their education.
Let's see, science, technology, I always forget the E.
Engineering.
Math.
But I like to say STEAM and put an A in there and focus on the arts as well.
Get the arts involved in there too. So that you would be broadening your reach is what your goal is too, along with the extra space, right?
Yes, I believe, some of our goals in doing this for the community is you see communities that are bigger than North Platte, like Kearney, Lincoln, Omaha, they have some wonderful children's museums for their kids and their communities. And like Gina mentioned, ours is on the smaller side and we have an older building. And so I think for the future generations of this community, especially with North Platte on the verge of growing even bigger right now, it's going to be very important to have the proper space for the future generations. So focusing on, a brighter range of children for the future will be part of this goal, as well as the space and the newer building.
So let me ask you, Nelson, how did you get involved with the Children's Museum? Has this always been a passion, or?
Well, I'd love to say that, Gina twisted my arm and put me on the board, because that's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
But also, me staying here, and I'm a realtor in the community, have been for 8 years.
Okay.
I love the community, really passionate about growing it. And so for me, not having children yet, and going to possibly have children, down the road. It's really important to do things like this in the community while I have the time and effort to dedicate to it, to help the community out and grow in the ways that we need to be doing it for the future.
You said right now, Gina, that primarily this museum appeals to those 6 and under. So along with the STEM exhibits and widening your age group that you're trying to reach with a new facility, are you also looking to expand some of the younger things that broaden that reach out for the younger group too? Is that kind of part of the thinking on that?
Oh, absolutely. We just want a new, brighter building, and we want to get the technology in there and freshen up the space and make it appealing for a larger number of children. I also want to point out that it really is important to have something like this when you're looking at your tourism here in North Platte. And when you're bringing people into the community, the younger generation, I'm old enough to be Nelson's mother, but the younger generation looks to see what the community is offering. And we need to get the younger people in here. We need to get things established that will appeal to them. Our rec center is beautiful, but I really feel that this goes hand in hand with the rec center.
Yeah.
And we need to be focusing on things that our children can do educationally as well as physically.
Yeah. They always talk about you want to be balanced and going into your adult life. And this will be a way to help balance that. Seems like we're kind of top heavy sometimes on offering the outdoor, the physical type stuff. Or yeah. The indoor, like basketball courts and other things like that, right? Where there's physical activity is great, but you need to exercise your brain too, don't you?
Absolutely. And for myself, I'm very passionate about ensuring that there are some art and music activities in this new building as well. So I think that that's kind of a piece of the puzzle that we miss too. We don't always, we're so focused right now on the math and engineering that we sometimes forget mm-hmm. how much music and the arts really do for our brains. And our Prairie Arts Center is beautiful and they do a lovely job, but we want to partner with them and do more in with mm-hmm. the music part of the.
So do you see like recitals happening in the future? Or?
You know what? The sky's the limit at yeah. this point, and we are just dreaming really big right now. Mm-hmm. We're going to see how, hopefully we're going to get a lot of support from the community. We're excited. Next week, we're going to have an open house. We're opening up a new music room, and we'd really like to encourage as many people as possible to come and see that. We're sitting on quite a bit more money for a bigger and better music room in the new building that we're hoping to obtain. But right now, we'd just like people to come in and see, really see what we're working with. And I think if we can get some people there, they're going to see how badly we need a brighter, bigger space for our children
mm-hmm.
and my growing children.
So this music room that you're getting ready for the open house, what all's in this?
The music room, I want to thank Thomas Jake. He took mm-hmm. this on as an Eagle Scout project and refurbished the room, brightened it up, freshened it up, painted it. We've had a very large donation. It was anonymous. Mm-hmm. Instruments that are geared more for younger kids, okay. a lot of ukuleles, a lot of the percussion type instruments that are okay. in there. We're super excited. We're going to be offering a karaoke machine. That will be monitored, but
that will be cool.
Yeah, we'll have yeah. that out Tuesday night, mm-hmm. and then that will be available for private parties and stuff. We're going to be doing some karaoke nights, hopefully in the near future, for our kids. There's nothing more important right now in my mind than to build confidence in little kids
yeah.
and younger children. And when we allow them to get up and express themselves and have it in a positive place with some positive feedback, I just really think that yeah. we're helping their self-esteem.
Yeah. We do need that because at home it's just easy for the parents to let the computers do the babysitting basically and just, they're being entertained, but you don't know. Yeah, some of the entertainment's yeah. not that wholesome, is it?
Yeah, which is exactly why that machine will be monitored. We want to make sure that our lyrics are appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they do need a lot more hands-on stuff. Children do. The computer
yes, do.
Is not the babysitter.
Yeah.
So this, the Children's Museum is a place for you to take your children, grandparents take their children, parents take their children, and like actively play with them, be involved with them, help yeah. them expand their horizons.
Yeah. So for those of maybe that haven't stepped foot in the Children's Museum, and with or without children, obviously, maybe more relevant if you do, but I'm sure you'd encourage people to see what you're all about, even if they don't have children or their children or grandchildren live a long ways away, just to see what you're about and what you offer. What are your hours, and do you have a admission price, or is it donations that you take, or how do you handle that?
I would just say, the Children's Museum is located on the one ways. It's at 314 North Jeffers.
Yep, see it every day right out when I turn and head through the interstate.
It's kind of hard to miss right now.
Yep.
And, we currently love our location and where it's at. It's good visible signage, but the building, if you drive by it, you can tell it's an older building, and space is obviously limited with the buildings that are currently sitting around it for expansion. Mm-hmm. So, just the space aspect and the younger building would be nice to get out from underneath of it. Our hours are currently Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursday. So you got a little more time on Thursday evenings to take children there if you want to. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4, and Sunday, 1 to 5.
Okay, so you got hours every day then?
Yep, we've got hours every day. There's a wonderful staff that keeps it all running. We have an amazing director, Sierra, that is really going to take the lead on this capital campaign initiative along with Gina and I for the future and trying to get this new building to happen.
I really think getting the word out about the need and the desire with what you have planned for a new location, it's going to take a good chunk of money for sure for you to be able to do this. But I really think with what you're trying to do, it's well worth it. And this is just kind of the launch of this, just getting people to recognize the need and then give what you can. You're not asking people to give everything they got. Obviously, we're limited in this day and age, a lot of us, and we can't just pour, you know, write big checks and stuff, but every little bit counts. This is one of these where, you know, if you even $5-$10, if that's all that you can give, then just give it because it adds up, right?
Yep, and absolutely. And I would say one of the things that we're going to be focusing on in this capital campaign launch is going to be recurring donations. So like you just mentioned, not everybody has the financial ability to write big checks. So, you know, even the $20 a month, if that's something that you can do for your children or for the future of the community's children, we would greatly welcome that. So we're going to focus on smaller recurring donations as well. And Giving Day is next Wednesday, May 7th. We have a $5,000 goal. We're going to try to blow that out of the water potentially. But that's going to be more or less our kind of soft launch to see what we can get done. And then we will have a bigger plan down the road as far as what we're going to be doing in the community to raise funds for this new building.
Okay. I'm sure there's a website that people can go to if they want to give online. They can probably do that, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. You can go to the Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation website. I think the easiest way to do it now for people with Facebook is to just go onto Facebook, type in North Platte Children's Museum, and there's a link right there that'll take you directly to the foundation. Okay. And you can click on that button and make your donation. Our goal is $5,000 right now, and with Giving Day on the 7th, there are matching funds, so $5,000 potentially could become $10,000, which for us is a lot of money. So we're excited about that. Yeah. And that's a nice little chunk of change to get that capital campaign up and going.
I'm sure you keep track of how many visitors you have. About what have you, or maybe not from your look there. I mean, do you have a reasonably good idea of how many visitors you get per month or per year?
In the summer, we're obviously a lot busier. Right. They have been tracking lately where zip codes, so we know where people are coming in from. Average, I believe, is around, I want to say 250 a month, maybe. Okay. It just depends, you know, on what's going on. Sierra, our new director, is phenomenal. She's a hometown girl that has come home to raise her children, and we're super excited about that. And she's doing a wonderful job of doing different activities. There's weekly activities. Recently, they just hatched chicks in the museum, and that was really fun for our kids to come in and watch these baby chicks hatching.
I'm sure they garnered a lot of attention.
Yes, they did. Yes. So much so that my grandson twisted my arm, and we have four of them at home now. But it was,
you gave them an idea, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, she's got Mother's Day activities coming up and Father's Day activities coming up. So if you want, dad, bring your kiddos in, and the Children's Museum has a day where they're going to be making gifts for mother. And same thing for moms, bring your kiddos in, look on the website, and make your little gift for dad. It's, you know, if you've got a member, memberships are very reasonable. It's like $140 a year for the entire family, including grandparents. I personally write that check every December for my grandchildren their gifts. So, you know, we want to encourage that as well. And if and Tuesday evening, again, I want to just repeat, that is a free night. You can come in and see what's going on, see what we are offering right now, and do it for free. There's going to be hot dogs, games, demonstrations. It'll be a lot of fun.
For it to see the new music
room, see right? The new music room.
And what are the hours on Tuesday that you'll be showcasing that?
That will be from 4 to 7. The museum will close early that day.
Okay.
It will be closing around 2 that day, so we can get set up For that night, because like I said, we're hoping we get a lot of people there, and we have so many fun activities planned, and it's all going to be free.
Okay, sounds great. We thank you, Gina and Nelson, for coming in and talking about the Children's Museum, and I got a feeling you're going to get some extra visitors in the next week or so, and a lot of people hopping online to give what they can to help you out, because it's a worthwhile thing. Anything for children to expand their knowledge and get them excited about learning, we need that. We need more and more of that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much
for
having us. All right.
Yes, thank you for having us on this morning.
You are welcome. Have a great day. We'll take our final break on mugs and wrap up the show after this.